From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The two most popular college sports, by far, are football and basketball. Lately, though, the game that best describes the world of intercollegiate athletics is musical chairs. 15 colleges or universities have announced plans to change their conference affiliations. And joining me now to deconstruct this unprecedented shakeup is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Welcome once again.
Hi, Robert.
This all started in the spring when the Atlantic Coast Conference, traditionally a basketball-rich group, raided the Big East Conference in an attempt to strengthen its football base.
And raid is exactly the right word. The ACC invited Miami and Virginia Tech to come on down south. And then last month it got Boston College to join. This is all about consolidation because the more good teams you have in your conference, the more you can charge networks to air your games. Miami and Virginia Tech are two of the top football programs in the country, and football is where the money is. For the ACC, this will jack up their annual TV haul for the conference to well above $100 million. It gives them the ability to hold a conference championship game that would probably be worth around $10 million, and it increases the likelihood that an ACC team will play for the national championship, another $15 million or so.
So the Atlantic Coast Conference grabbed these three football powerhouses and strengthened its financial hand. And then what happened?
Then the dominoes started to fall. I won't list every school that was involved because they're just too many, but so far seven of the 11 conferences in Division 1A sports are affected. The ACC rated the Big East. The Big East rated Conference USA, as did the Atlantic 10 Conference. Conference USA rated the Western Athletic Conference and the Mid-America Conference. And it's not going to stop there. The Mid-America and the Sun Belt will raid someone else, and so on at this rate. Charlie Brown's team is going to end up in the NCAA.
Well, college sports conferences were once confederations of schools that had something in common, academic ideals, history, geography. No longer.
Certainly not in Division 1A, the top level of college sports. This is a Darwinian restructuring, and it has everything to do with money and very little to do with all those other charming aspects that we associate with sports. I think we're heading for a time when the top four or five conferences are going to kick out their weaker partners, play each other all the time, hoard all of the money. The latest musical chairs completely shatters, I think, whatever little pretense college sports still had, that it was about competition, sportsmanship, equity, et cetera.
Well, let's end with a good football story that's not about conferences raiding other conferences. Tomorrow in Collegeville, Minnesota, Coach John Gilardi of Division III St. John's University is going for his 409th career victory, and that would make him the winningest coach in college football history.
He would pass Eddie Robinson, the retired coach of Grambling, and no one else is even close. Behind them are Florida State coach Bobby Bowden. He's 68 wins back. And then comes Joe Paterno from Penn State. He's 70 wins back.
And what do we know about Coach Gilardi?
That he's completely different from the typical stereotype of a college football coach. He doesn't use a whistle. He doesn't raise his voice. Players don't call him coach. They call him John. They don't tackle each other during practice so they don't get hurt. Now, there are no scholarships in Division III, so anybody can be on this team as long as there's enough locker room space. Gilardi's system seems to work. He's won three national championships in 53 years at St. John's. He's only lost 114 games, and one of his current players said this week, he makes football fun the way it's supposed to be.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who speaks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.